Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
And we start with a spoiler alert, a truly shocking elimination on last night's Dancing with the Stars. Despite earning a perfect 10 from Judge Lynn, it was last week's votes that sent Christina Milian and Mark Ballas packing.
Number four.
I don't normally do stories about PGA golfers, but I had to do this one. PGA Tour champion Rory McIlroy dumped his Danish tennis star girlfriend Caroline Wozniacki after she posted a picture of him sleeping with his mouth hanging wide open on Twitter. She captioned it, "Jet lag, LOL." Well, Rory wasn't LOLing, and he dumped her. Caroline's friends say she's devastated.
Number three.
Frankadelic is from Australia. For decades, she's been a huge fan of John Bon Jovi. Now, once she realized she'd never be able to marry John, she decided she'd like the next best thing, to have him walk her down the aisle. So she set up the website BonJoviWalkMeDownTheAisle.com, booked the same wedding chapel in Vegas where John married Dorothea 24 years ago, and scheduled her wedding for October 12th, the same day Bon Jovi was playing in Vegas. Well, John found out about her campaign, and he said yes, he walked her down the aisle.
Number two.
Kim Kardashian's dropped her baby weight fast, which has fans asking how she did it. She tweeted, "I've actually been doing the Atkins diet, and I love it."
Number one.
In a Page Six exclusive, Drake is being sued by his now former opening act, Future, for $1.5 million. Future dropped by Billboard Magazine's office to let the editors listen to his CD, but while he was there, he also had some things to say about Drake's new album. Future reportedly said, "Drake made an album that is full of hits, but it doesn't grab you. They don't make you feel the way I do." Well, Future's managers were horrified by the story. They tried to say the comments were made off the record and taken out of context, but the damage was done. Drake booted him from the tour, and now Future is suing him for lost wages. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.